From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. Tomorrow's Election Day, but before you go to vote, you may want to check your assigned polling place. Boone County added 36 new polling places since the Missouri primary in March. Before heading to vote, you should check to make sure your polling place for this election hasn't changed. Your polling place is determined by your home address. If it's changed since the last election, update your residence information online or by calling the Boone County Clerk's office so you can vote tomorrow. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren says voters can change their address until 3 p.m. on Election Day. All Boone County registered voters should have received a notice of election, including their assigned polling place and residential address. If you didn't receive a notice, you can check to confirm your polling place details online at www.showmeboone.com/clerk. In other election news, candidates for statewide office in Missouri are crisscrossing the state, taking nothing for granted in what is shaping up to be a nail-biter in the race for governor and U.S. Senate. Polls show that heading into the election tomorrow, Democrat Chris Koster and Republican Eric Greitens are in a virtual tie in their bid for governor. The same is true in the Senate race, where incumbent Republican Roy Blunt is trying to hold off a spirited challenge from Democrat Jason Kander. In Springfield, civil rights groups are asking Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler to rescind a directive placing police inside polling places, citing concerns about voter intimidation. Scholler says the police presence is necessary due to an expectation of high turnout in a tense political climate. The Columbia Police Department held a public discussion on fair and impartial policing this past Saturday. The event was open to anyone in the community and included a discussion with officers about their training. The goal of the training was to increase transparency with community members and share a glimpse of the additional training officers received to help them with policing. Sergeant Mike Hester is the Community Outreach Unit Supervisor and says the goal of the public training was to show the community what steps they are taking to address implicit bias in policing.
So all of these things were kind of why we decided to share this training and really give people a glimpse behind the scenes of how do we prepare our officers to go out and police our community.
A Citizens Police Review Board meeting will be held this Wednesday for the public to discuss this training. Drivers shopping in downtown Columbia this holiday season are being encouraged to use the new mobile parking app instead of using change. The City of Columbia and the Park Mobile app are offering a promotional code that gives users 1 hour of free parking while waiving the 45-cent transaction fee. The one-time use code, GIFT16, will be valid from November 5th through January 1st, 2017. The app can be used to pay for parking in several streets downtown, such as Broadway, Cherry, and 9th. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.